Welcome to the Divine Style Podcast, where the journey to self-love and spiritual awakening begins. I'm your host, Jolinda Stella, a psychic medium, intuitive life coach, and guide on your path to self-discovery. Here we delve deep into the heart of what it means to truly know and love oneself. Welcome. Today I'm talking about the power of vulnerability and how it helps us open our hearts up to love. And what I find incredible about the whole process of vulnerability is learning how to work with it in a way that doesn't invoke fear and in a way that can help you to foster deeper relationships, not just with yourself, but with others. And I want to do a disclaimer about what it's not, because it's not about sharing your, you know, deeper secrets or fears or bearing your soul to the world. I think that, you know, sharing for sharing's sake ends up just as oversharing. But the term vulnerability comes from the Latin word wound, and it means to be open to injury, whether that's emotional or physical. And vulnerability, you know, at its core, it is actually scary. And why would anyone want to open up when we're risking ridicule and judgment and potentially shame? It's a really interesting thing, because there is a risk versus reward when it comes to sharing things that are personal. I was listening to someone speak the other day, and he was talking about addiction, and he said in essence that whilst he could explain addiction and talk about some of the darker aspects that he had in his life, he didn't feel comfortable sharing with that particular group because they wouldn't quite understand. And I think that's really powerful, because you don't have to share everything. I think people get truth telling a little bit messed up in terms of vulnerability. You don't have to share every part of your secret. I think there's, you know, we can choose how much we're going to share in any situation. You might not want to get into all the gory details, but you might want to share something to let people know that you have had certain experiences, and again, you don't have to go into the depths of what you've been through. But through sharing these experiences, you might find somebody else has had something similar, and it also helps them to open up. And that's where I talk about the risk that we're taking and the reward that is the benefit of sharing and being vulnerable in those situations. And this really highlights the key factors when it comes to sharing anything. What are you sharing? Who are you sharing it with? How much do you want to share? And most important is, why are you sharing what you're sharing? What is your intent? Brené Brown says, the definition of vulnerability is uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. But vulnerability is not weakness. It's our most accurate measure of courage. And I do want to talk about the risks associated with being vulnerable. We need to be very discerning and very aware of the risks associated, because when, and if you've ever had this experience, if you have shared with somebody something that is personal and either A, they didn't take you seriously or ignored it, B, they took that information and then used it against you, or C, they kind of attacked you or judged you for it, it makes sense that we tend to shut our hearts down in that situation. And as soon as we shut our hearts down, we shut out love. And on a bigger scale, when we shut out love, we're actually shutting out the world and spirit and the universe and everything that goes along with that. So we're not just shutting out the bad, we're shutting out the good as well. I think trust is a huge factor when it comes to sharing your vulnerabilities with someone. You definitely need that discernment, and I have learned the hard way time and time again. I think that there's different responses and reactions that people have when we do share, and I have had experiences where I've, you know, maybe done some things that I'm not necessarily proud of. But I did share with a friend looking for some understanding and some support, and she basically
totally judged me and cut me off and ended that friendship. And it was super painful because while that was happening, I was obviously going through something quite intense, and I reached out to another friend who, instead of cutting me off, while she sort of was struggled with, some of what I was talking about and what I was experiencing, she was there for me and she was a sounding board and she really supported me, and our friendship grew. And, we're probably closer now than what we've ever been. And that is the power of being vulnerable, how it can bring you together. So, in that circumstance, it was worth the risk for, being able to have someone that I know I can truly call a friend. And there are times when the risks don't outweigh the benefits. And I know this for myself that when I was young, when I was 12, I was talking to a friend who was going to date this boy, but I'd heard he was trouble. And I tried to convince her that this was a bad idea and she definitely should not go out with him. And she didn't believe me. And then I shared a secret that someone had told me about him and their relationship. And this totally backfired because it got back to my friend that I'd shared her secret. And in the end, I went to school and I was cornered by her and another girl, and they physically assaulted me to the point that I was really like battered and bruised. I had a black eye. And it was a really hard time for me because the person I'd shared it with, I fully trusted, and I felt like I was doing the right thing and trying to protect them and wanting the best for them. And in the end, the risk of being vulnerable and being open to sharing something, and something that I probably didn't need to share, but did in the sense that I thought I was, protecting someone and having that integrity, was pretty awful. And I think I did shut down for a long time. I know from that experience, I ended up with anxiety and really struggled to go to school for a long time. We changed schools a few times for me after that. And I mean, what I learned from that was that even the people closest to you, you can't always trust. And it's really important who we are trusting. And we need to be so discerning about who we can and can't share with. And yes, sometimes it's going to backfire, but it doesn't mean that we have to shut down forever and totally and kind of cut ourselves off from everyone. And what one incredible healing thing that did happen through that incident was years later, when I was in my 20s, I had done some forgiveness work and was letting go of that incident that happened to me. And the girl that initiated the assault on me actually reached out and said how sorry she was and how it had changed her life too. And she'd had to change schools after getting expelled because of that incident, and how she was so sorry and wished that she hadn't done that. And I think it sort of was one of those full circle healing things. And she was vulnerable enough in coming and asking for forgiveness. And I think if you have done somebody wrong or you've harmed or hurt somebody in some way, going and asking for forgiveness is a huge step in vulnerability because you are opening yourself up to being rejected. And also forgiving others. And I will talk about this on a later podcast as well, how that can have an impact on our well-being and on our self-love, because in the end, we've got to really be able to forgive ourselves for those things. And the things that we share with others doesn't have to be those sort of traumatic events or anything kind of major. It could just be that you have a great idea and you go to somebody that's super analytical or, very thinking about, engineering mindset, and they might come up with all the reasons why you shouldn't do that idea. Whereas you might have actually wanted some support and maybe some encouragement, and it might have been better to go and talk to somebody who's maybe, more creative and expressive in the way that they deal with things. So I think choosing the right person is super vital when you are going to be vulnerable, along with weighing up the risks that, okay, even though I do trust this person, if it doesn't go well, am I going to be able to handle this? And I think when you're weighing up risk in terms of what you're sharing, who you're sharing it with, how much you're sharing, Really, it's again, as I said, the most important factor is why are you sharing what you're sharing? So, what is your intent? Are you sharing because you are wanting support? Are you sharing because you want to get something off your chest? You just want someone to listen. Are you sharing because you want some advice? I think it is really important to know these things so that then you can really assess the risk fully. There are some things that I think are really great that you can do to start to open yourself up more to vulnerability and open your heart more to sort of being able to receive and let love in. And I just want to make a note here that it is a two-way street, that if you're wanting to be more vulnerable and expressive and open your heart more, then you've got to be really ready to be on that receiving end for people that might be coming to you and being able to put your judgment aside and really be able to listen to the person. I know that it's important to sort of in relationship, you might say, what is it that, how can I best help you? What would you like from me today? And it could be that they say, I just want you to listen. And sometimes it could be, oh, look, I'm really looking for some help with some solutions. I'm not sure how to navigate this. Can you help me to navigate what I need to do here? And sort of setting up conversations to begin with so you sort of know what you're both looking at is very, can be really helpful in those situations. If you do have some, you know, deep-seated trauma or some things that are quite heavy, it could be helpful to actually go and talk to a professional, so a counselor or a psychologist or even a coach, but somebody that's actually got some experience in dealing with those sorts of issues. But sometimes just sharing something and getting it off your chest has like lets that weight off of you, and you feel so much lighter and better for just having let it out that you don't actually have to do anything with the information. The vulnerability exercise that I want to share with you is one that I do probably at least once or twice a year. And I find that it actually opens my heart, my heart space up, and it actually really does create this beautiful giving and receiving energy. And what I do is I sit down and I think of 3 to 5 people who have had a positive impact on my life, whether that is in the last couple of months or couple of weeks, or even if it was in the last few years. And I sit down and write them a small note, and I will send it via text or messenger or even email, and just write a paragraph around how appreciative I am for them and how they have helped me and how I'm so grateful that they're in my life. And this honestly is such a beautifully vulnerable thing because I get a little bit nervous before I send it out because I might think, oh, what are they going to think of me? Or gosh, this sounds a bit soppy. And the responses are actually quite beautiful. I've had people write back, ditto, just like a simple, like you too. And then some people have written back really beautiful things that have made my heart just like go all fluffy and warm because I think that spreading that gratitude and that love goes such a long way to being able to open ourselves up more. And when you do start to open up to others, I recommend you do it in small ways through with trusted people. And also remember to set up what it is that you're wanting in terms of your intent of sharing. As I said at the beginning, it's not about just sharing for sharing's sake. At its core, vulnerability gives us the opportunity to choose to tell our story from a place of authenticity. And this is what fosters connections to the world around us, to the people in it, and ultimately to ourselves. And through this place of openness and honesty, we are open to love and to receiving. Wishing you the most magnificent day where the love you wish to receive comes your way.
As we end today's episode of the Divine Style Podcast, I extend my deepest gratitude for your presence and openness on this journey of self-love, self-discovery, and spiritual growth. Farewell for now, and may your journey inward bring you the self-love you seek.